Yes, it is another pre-show introduction, and I've tried recording it a couple of times, I've tripped over my words, and I'm getting tired of doing that, so I'm just going to keep this one in its entirety. I have five news items to get to. If I go over five, then please stop me. Just kidding, you can't. All right, news item number one. The audio quality. I'm speaking into a microphone now and not at a noisy computer. Hopefully you can hear the difference. That would normally be a good thing, but we can also keep in mind that future podcasts will be me speaking into this microphone and me also holding a phone up with Kyle on the other end to the microphone. So, we'll figure it out as time goes by. News item number two, we might have a new home, as much as I do like SoundCloud and its user-friendly interface. It just doesn't have everything that we need. I found one that I think that I like. I'm going to go over it with Kyle, but I think it'll be a good place for us. Number three, the biggest difference between first and second episode, Stasis and Death, and That's Wizard Annie, other than the length, would be that That's Wizard Annie has a lot of backing tracks on it, a lot of music. Kyle liked it, I liked it, and I don't mind doing it because I like editing things, so this one will have it as well. It might eventually become an issue, and I will get into why it might eventually become an issue with news item number five, but next will be news item number four. This following podcast, number three, and it is called Let's Guess How Many Are Dead or Here's Where We're Bad People, was recorded, I think it was the second one recorded. It did not turn out exactly how we wanted it to because it involved a whole lot of us looking at the yearbook from our high school graduation. It does still have some good stuff in it, but I did have to pare down a lot of the stuff that was basically, hey, look at that girl. Yeah, I'm looking at her. That kind of stuff. But I got rid of as much of that as I possibly could. But overall, it's not actually a bad episode. It just means that we no longer have a reserve, so we're actually going to have to record a new one very soon. Not a bad thing. And news item number five is that I think at this point in time, by the time that this goes up, if you go onto iTunes, or if you go onto your iPod or your iPhone and go to the podcast app, which will go to the iTunes podcast store, and you type in closer to 50, that's F-I-F-T-Y and not the number, you actually have the ability to subscribe to our podcast on there. Look at us, we're legitimate. Or at least our submission was approved by iTunes because I didn't hear Kyle say a bad word in the first one. Something like that. We can say bad words if we want to. We just have to mark it as not safe for work or something. So yeah, that would be just about it, I think. So, exciting things on the forefront for us. This next one, it's good if you kind of like hearing Kyle and I be dicks to a lot of people that we didn't know in high school. So if you actually know us in person, it's very similar to how we are. So the music will kick in just a second, but that's going to, of course, need me to stop talking first.
Yeah.
Who was it?
That's John Rose.
There we go. Didn't hit record yet. That's Kyle Hirschfeld. This is allegedly closer to 50, or cherry on top, because I like the sound of that.
Also, Minority Report.
That's going to be a new show.
I like
on
the sound of
that. Well, I mean, not only, I mean, it was the Tom Cruise film, but, ooh, I'm opening the internet for some reason. That's going to be when Stephen Colbert leaves his show that he's always marketed as, like, the black correspondent on The Daily Show. I don't know his name. But his show is going to be the
Minority
Report.
That's so cool. Oh, I'm so happy about that.
But that name was taken by a far, far...
Far more deserving. Yeah. Yeah, so. than we. All right, I'll give it up. Cherry on top. This is cherry on top.
And as much of a Minority Report as two middle-class white guys can give. It might not quite do that. All right. So, since we're talking about mortality,
ooh.
I brought Kyle a little something.
I when I was laying on my bed, like, I was, right before I came here, I just laid on my bed for, like, 10 minutes, and I looked in my closet, and I saw this, just there, just being there.
The word picture Kyle is painting.
It is.
Is a
Oh.
It's a yearbook. Oh, right on. The first one in there is... Let's see. What are we doing? John, you are an awesome person, and you are freaking hilarious. I'm really glad you did the place this year. See you in 10 years. My favorite part about this that people cannot see is your handwriting.
It hasn't
for
changed.
For a senior in high school.
It has not changed. This is my same handwriting. I swear to God.
It's like you wrote it with your left hand.
At least you're, you know, it's legible. You can read
it. It is, but it's the fact that it's around things like this. But if I look through this, I have not looked at this thing for probably at least 5 years or so. But I can look at this, and then it's just another practice in, like, I won't talk to these people. Let's see, this guy. He went to the same college as me. He was a 5-minute walk across campus from me my first year.
That's winding.
And I never saw
him. That'll wind you, yeah.
He lived in, like, it was a weird, I can't
it's
even think of the name of
stuff
to see you, but let's see, her, very nice. I actually had her in classes from fourth grade all the way through high school.
I think I know this girl.
You probably do. But she has amazing handwriting.
Yeah, she does. Well, in comparison.
I kind of want to hurt myself a little bit by looking some things up. Because I wonder how she is doing. Because I remember her last name. Like I said, I knew her since I was like 10 years old. Of course, I remember her last name. Oh, yep. See right there? Trending James Garner.
Oh.
It's a shame that he had to do that to trend. Oh. It's like, I have a large body of work. But no one cares until I die. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say she's done. Because I don't want to say, probably not a...
Maybe,
I don't see my name, right?
Yeah.
As I sit here
we
with
have a yearbook
directly in front of me, trying to figure out the spelling of someone's name. How on earth are you organized, yearbook? And way back. Holy crap. Where are the pictures? That was in the front. There we go. Okay.
This guy. That's the one I was talking about last night?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I know him. I passed him.
Okay.
Let's see. We're EM.
Ooh, thank goodness. She's right there. Okay. Sorry.
Okay, so thankfully she doesn't exist there. I bet she was super successful, though. She was crazy smart.
Yeah, she was.
And really nice. Let's see. Ah, yes. This guy, he went to School of Mines. I remember.
Cap'n K.
Yeah. And you know him.
Do I?
I do.
I can't read the name.
I know you can't. But I don't want to keep some level of anonymity.
I know,
even
I
never
got that.
Hear.
Oh!
Why did I capitalize? So I typed out his name, but I capitalized him. Because I'm a nice guy.
I went to church with him.
I know, that's what I remembered. So we went to Mines.
Yeah, I still see him from time to time.
And I remember that he was in a band at some point the last time I heard him. He, like, played bass.
Well, I did not hear that, so you've heard recently.
Surprise. Let's see. This one. Oh, I know him. But I don't care about him. Let's see, she was in Spanish class. She was a nice person, too. Oh, she even called me Johnny on the spot.
Oh.
That was given to me.
That's love.
In Calc BC.
Which I never retained.
The almost hardest, second to hardest Calc class in all of the high school. By the guy with, like, a lot of southern things. He's like, that dog won't hunt.
Oh, the bald guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he called me that at one point because I gave one right answer, like, the third day or something. He did something right. He's like, yeah, Johnny on the spot. And then he went to me, like, every single time. And I know dick about calculus. Yeah. I know absolutely nothing. And then I remember it got close to winter break. I think it might have even been the day before winter break that he was talking to the class. He's like, okay, like, people do really well. People have been doing really well. Like, normally this class is people who don't do well. But, like, overall been doing pretty well. Of course, some people aren't going to be with us. I've already contacted those people who aren't going to be with us next semester. But everyone have a good break. And then I'm walking out, and he's like, Johnny on the spot. And then I got bumped down a math class.
Nickname and all.
But I owned it. I owned it. Let's see, I never truly
Walk
liked
out
that
proud.
Guy. Ooh.
Whoa.
Don't know who you are.
That is a name.
That's Kevin.
That's Kevin?
That is.
All right.
That is. Yep, that is Kevin.
I didn't know his last name had an F in it.
I thought his last name was Replinger and not a Reptar. Ooh. I didn't even know where that was.
She.
I know, I knew. Oh. Yeah, she's engaged to be married.
Yeah, she's engaged, but, like, the last time I heard about her, she was talking trash about how I loved her in high school. And I hated her.
She had a mean case of weird face.
She was weird. Yeah. Nice chestal region.
Buxom.
Yeah, very buxom.
We got a weird case of
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, hey, speaking of, that's the guy we were talking about on the last one.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Now I feel bad. Well, no. Okay, here's a very... Want to hear the most high school sentence that you can between two male friends?
Please do.
I love you, and not in a gay way.
Oh, I said that to so many people.
That makes sense. and then I start feeling like a bad person, because he ends up with, you're like a brother to me.
Oh.
Well.
I said that to people I don't talk to. That's fine.
I have to. So keep acting, says this person. So it must have been something to do with theater.
Johnny on the spot.
Which was my name in tech as well.
Oh, okay.
I'm all in Germany wearing
Wunder
Jüdenhose. Oh, so it must have been one of three people. Probably, because we took out a German dictionary once and like looked at three words, and we came out with the combination word Wunder Jüdenhosen, which means like wonderful Jew pants.
Yeah,
which is wonderful weird. Jew pants. Well, it was fun hanging with you all these years. If you're in Europe, oh yeah, okay, I know him. I imagine he's dead. That he is. I bet not, but he may. Whoa. For now, first name doesn't matter. So the name's Chris.
I tried to change where I'm from, but Facebook wouldn't let me update it.
How's that Kashmir, Pakistan? It's true. Oh, totally. He's alive. Well, thank goodness. Was enough.
Oh, that kid. Yeah. Same.
That's totally not a current picture.
No,
he lives in Germany. That's good for him. Oh, and yeah. Well, last time he was on there was also 2 years ago, so he could be dead. Well, good for him. Okay with that.
That's wonderful.
He's a weird guy. That's a happy ending.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, that guy's a weirdo. He got married, too. He went into the Marines. My main memory of him was sitting on the comm backstage, and he was up in the light booth, and I don't think he knew that it was on, because then I just heard, like, a really staticky, like, brass monkey, funky monkey. Like him singing. Let's see, she's married.
Oh, wow.
She's married.
That's a blast.
Yeah, that is. Let's see, I don't think there's anyone in front.
I'm really proud of how little I think of these people.
it's a weird revisit. Like, I thought it was going to hurt, but it's like, I don't care. Let's see. Oh, man. He's married, too, actually.
Oh, he's really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Let's see, she is not.
No, she goes to karaoke sometimes.
I've heard, and I've seen her. that was a weird one for me. This guy right here. I met him my first day of kindergarten. This is going to be the longest reach back.
Ooh.
And I knew him from kindergarten all the way through high school. And then I fell out of touch, and he has two kids now, and he's married. And I have not talked to him in years. Let's see, he even starts off, 13 years is too long a time to be a friend. So maybe, like, maybe I thought he was kidding. And he wasn't.
We are not friends.
That's fine. Oh, yeah, he's not married either.
No, he works for the TSA.
Yeah. We'll see him when I leave. Hi, it's Andrea Bailey. I went to a concert yesterday with her. That's one of the few bridges
you
I have.
You took care of that. Good job.
Hey, your phone number's there.
I wonder if you ever call her.
I wonder. Let's see. We'll just hit a couple more here.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I
know. Okay.
H?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. What a weird place to sign.
Yeah. Maybe she's in that picture.
There's a very good chance that she is not. Nope. Because that is a bunch of guys.
Guys.
So, yeah. Your books are weird.
Yeah.
It's strange for me to consider being young. Because we were not closer to 50 at this point. We were 17, 18.
It seemed like we were that young.
No.
But
we're...
judging by the people I've taught who are that young.
It starts turning weird.
Kind of a douchebag. Yeah.
It's fine. It's whatever. I just want to see all the seniors. That's what I want to do.
Ooh. I don't want to do that. Let's guess
now
how many are dead.
Ooh.
She's still alive.
He is too.
Do keep up on that.
He moved off to LA to like to be an actor last time I talked to him a year and a half ago. Did not.
Yeah, when we were at Brooks Park.
Yes.
Someone's party.
That's fine.
Whatever.
If we're saying negative things about people, then I leave that.
She sucks balls.
She's married.
Really?
She is. She had a kid, too.
She is married.
I remember... This girl's married, too. ...being at her graduation party, which had all of, like, three people there. And I remember they were blasting Bon Jovi's Dead or Alive from up top. It was, like, upstairs for some reason. Like, their CD player was upstairs, but we were all downstairs. And I remember, like, saying, hey, you know, I gotta take off. And she looked right at me and said, well, thanks for coming for the food.
At least that was honest.
It sure was. And then I didn't feel bad anymore.
Oh, wow.
I like that.
I had the biggest crush on this girl.
I think the last time that I had seen her was weird because I was taking a bus back to Boulder. And there were like three people on the bus and I wasn't really paying attention. I was in Denver. And I hopped on and then I got tapped on the shoulder. I was listening to like Vanessa Carlton or something weird. Angel in the Airwaves, I don't care. On my MP3 player at that point. And I turned and it was her. And I talked to her for like the entire 45 minutes. And then I got off the bus and then that was it. And it was really strange, because I knew her briefly in high school. I had her in a math class, I think, and then I had... she coded the freshman orientation thing with me, I think, my senior year.
I was an avid with her for 4 years. I never had the guts to tell her I liked her, but we talked every day.
She's a very nice girl.
Yeah.
A lot of people not making a lot of impact on me.
I remember her.
I don't know why. Yes, I do, too. I know that name.
Hey, I remember her, too. I imagine that's a lot of what this is going to be.
Oh, he was a weird guy.
Yeah, he was. He was
very
in
tight shirts.
He was in lit with us.
Ah, okay. I was trying to think. It's like, I know.
Yeah.
Not really that. Very tight shirt. Black fingernail polish kind of thing. That guy.
Yeah.
He's fine. Let's see. She's not married, but she's weird.
We were in college together, and we talked every day for a couple semesters.
I'm friends on Facebook.
She was
with
nice.
Her for some reason. But.
I hit on her at Mr. Varvel's.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a David Bowie for that. Oh, man, that's a douchebag.
Yeah.
The kid that we were currently looking at, I remember he was in my 9th grade language arts class, and we did Lord of the Flies. And a little group of us said, okay, like, if this class was Lord of the Flies, who would we tie to a raft and push off into the ocean? And it was unanimous. Well, not unanimous, because he didn't vote that way.
Right.
That guy. He didn't like that. And he looks the same.
Kind of does.
Cut his hair, granted. Hey, it's a kid who...
Well, he had to.
A couple years ago in Las Vegas. Kyle and I sat at breakfast. I think it was at the Paris. And over coffee and strange breakfast foods. We mused on the fact that,
someone has to die in your high school class by the 10th
year
reunion.
10 years later, out of 500 people, there's no way everyone is keeping up appearances.
So we bet on this kid. Because he would have been a kid when he died, we're pretty sure.
Best part is that he's not, because I remember I looked him up.
That doesn't mean he won't be.
No, we got 3
that
years.
That doesn't mean anything.
We got 3 years. Things could happen.
I couldn't even recognize him from that
Neither
picture.
Could I. It does not look like him.
No,
he wore
it doesn't.
Glasses.
Yeah, he did.
He played Yertle the Turtle. Kyle being the, what were you? You were a brother.
I was a Wickersham brother.
Wickersham brothers?
I was a monkey.
A monkey.
And a salty monkey.
As Yertle found. You get to reach down and bother him as he gives his judgment. I remember I was at Ben's house several years ago when we watched a recording of it for some reason. And I think the part that I liked the absolute most was watching him paw at his head. As he kind of scoots away from you.
I'm just trying to be a monkey.
It's good to get into character.
I really felt that character.
Oh, she totally just got married.
Did she really?
She did.
This guy had the biggest crush on this girl.
That's too bad, because I know who she married.
He loved her.
It was the hard one for me, because that was my very first high school crush.
Ooh. Yeah.
I sat right behind her in 10th grade language arts. I talked to her all the time. It was good. I also think that's when she started dating the guy who she just married 3 weeks ago.
Oh, cool.
So, it didn't work, I guess. Unless he was, like, ready for it right then, like, that big of commitment. But I wasn't ready for that kind of commitment in the 10th grade. I was just a boy.
My best friend, kindergarten through third grade.
Neat guy. He does things now, I imagine.
She was a model, and I used to be Facebook friends with her, so I could look at her pictures.
Like it. Jeez. I feel like I would have noticed her.
She was an avid with me also.
Oh, man, they bred people.
Yeah, they did. Oh, yeah, they did.
Something special.
It was a nice place.
See, a lot of people did not make a lot of impact on me.
I knew a lot of these people, but I didn't care about any of them.
I know that he went into the military.
I once proposed to him in AP Euro. AP European History.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I remember that he was super into military all through middle school, too, because I knew him from there.
Yeah.
And then he just kept on keeping on. Let's see. Oh, a real consequence here. That's weird. I was in Boy Scouts with this guy.
He went to Metro with me.
Boy Scouts for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Weird face.
Big breast.
Yeah, well, he works at, like, a library or something.
Yeah, he works down in Emerson. I see him every once in a while. Yeah. We went to Spam a lot a few weeks ago.
He got a mean goatee.
Yeah,
he
still got it. He's
well,
still
it
got
suits
it.
Him well.
Yeah, it does.
I bet he'd look crazy young without it.
He does.
He got married, I know that. I was like, a good friend of his in 9th grade and 10th grade, I think. Oh, man, that guy got dreads.
Oh, she's married. I loved her.
Well, can't last forever. Her marriage, I mean.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
You'll find your way.
I'm in the wings.
Let's see, I knew both of them. They kind of like, I remember he dropped his ID once at registration. I gave it back to him. He just glared at me.
He worked at the Walmart pharmacy for a long time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Pill slicer.
Yeah.
She's nice. She worked at Jamba Juice for a
little
bit.
Girl. I haven't hung out with her in many years.
Oh, this kid was crazy weird, I thought, all the way through middle school, and I really didn't get along with him. And then, in 11th grade in physics, like, we became really good friends.
The one who never could have been.
She's good. Got crazy married, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To what degree you can get married, I don't know, but she really did it.
Look at that handsome devil. Wearing that pink shirt.
Oh, mine's coming up. And
lady
horrible.
Killer.
Mine looks
oh,
horrible.
Man.
We'll get there, though.
My panties are wet.
See, she got married.
Yeah, she did. I once hit on her in Barnes & Noble.
I'm fine.
She has a kid.
Probably. Well,
she does.
Do.
She had a kid at, like, 18.
Ah, well.
Yeah. Sorry, that's why that was a big deal.
Okay. It's like, well, all these people.
Yeah, no. That was immediate. That was a life ruiner kind of kid.
Gotcha.
Okay.
That's my second high school crush.
I don't blame you.
She was a cheerleader.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, yeah, she was.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, boy, howdy, what a
shame. Oh, yeah.
What a non...
Oh, this girl I hit on the light rail one day, and she gave me her number, and we texted for a few days, and then, like, one day she was on, like, a different train of the same light, a different car of the same train, and she was texting me, and she's like, hey, you want to come to my train? And I was like, nah.
Really screws up my commute.
So, needless to say, that love flew away.
Oh, she got married?
That's weird.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, I guess they're all 25
now. She was
now.
Insanely pale. I remember that.
She's still very nice.
14 mutual friends. Why am I not friends with her? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that I could see that.
Yeah. She's very nice.
Yeah.
Her brother is also very nice.
makes sense. I get that now. Oh, she was really smart. She was really neat. I had her in Spanish classes a lot.
I knew her since 6th grade.
What a consequence is that
Dennis.
Guy? That's the guy who I knew since kindergarten. He ended up getting married and had a kid. Or two kids.
Jeez.
Yep. He's smoldering. Actually. I appreciate that. He was not like that in real life.
That's a... Ooh.
Ah, there's my problem child.
At least he's there.
Yep. Yes.
Always
yes,
there.
Yes, he sure was. Oh, we're gonna...
Oh. Oh, I once stole a girl from that poor man.
I deserved it. Oh, what a weird kid.
No, he was my best friend at the time. So oh, it was a bad move on my part. It was a bold move, and it worked. So, yeah, of course. We don't talk anymore, though.
No, he was such a strange guy, this guy.
He goes to... Ben and I go rock climbing sometimes, and he shows up sometimes.
I remember just he was so awkward to me in middle school, and then I didn't talk to him in high school at all.
No one did.
Let's see, this guy, he became, you know,
yeah, he's a successful very fella.
Very successful. I used to read the webcomic that he does all the internet stuff for. He runs, like, a webcomic company.
Really talented.
So I stopped reading that out of spite, because I'm a nice guy. And not petty at all. Let's see, I think he went on to become a doctor.
Crush on this girl in first grade.
Oh, yeah, I know her. I know her all over the
place. Oh, yeah, I know her.
Not all over the place.
The pages of my yearbook know her. I don't know what that means. No one knows what that means. She was my neighbor for a while, and I drunkenly hit on her at a bar once.
It's fine. It's the place to do it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Why didn't I have a cool starry pack?
I wasn't even given the option. I was taken outside.
I was too. Oh, once we get through this, I'll tell you about my yearbook picture. It was weird time of my life. That day.
Oh, I forgot these people were even in high school with me. I thought some of these were in college with me. This girl, I made the mistake of hitting on over the internet, over MySpace.
Mm.
Ooh. I was like, hey, you don't know who I am, probably, but we went to high school together.
I see you right now.
And she's like, hey, if you'd actually like to, like, talk to me in real life, maybe it could work out.
No.
And, you know, that never happened because I'm awesome.
She just got married earlier in the year. She did. She sure did. Which I don't really care about because I don't like her that much, but she was in chemistry stuff with me. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Boy.
Got to the R's. Issues arose.
There it is. There it is.
I don't like my high school picture very much. There's issues with it.
I don't know why.
I'm not even sure why I'm not wearing glasses, to be honest.
I don't know either. I don't think I... Yeah.
Oh, well.
Don't worry about it. We'll go over there.
Yeah, I'm over there. Yeah, see, I'm in a park right there, too. My brother got his pictures the year before, because he's older than me, with, like, actual fancy places. I think I started with a B. I bet I could find the name of the thing if I was looking back here, because I'm more than certain that they took out an ad. Like Bettinger. Yep, right there.
Okay.
Bettinger Photography. So those are the pricey ones, because it's like where everybody goes.
Right.
So when it came time for me, I got a friend of a friend of a friend to take pictures of my mother. Well, not pictures of my mother. My mother got a friend of a friend of a friend of hers to take pictures of me.
Okay.
And that's why Kyle made those noises in the picture of my mom. In my
yearbook. Oh, yeah. Nice.
She's probably upstairs right now if I heard the girl up.
I hope she heard. Now she knows. I'll be coming up soon.
So we, it's not a studio. It's a studio in quotation marks that a guy ran out of his basement. Like, big gentleman, like, no hair, like, really bald, too. And we get there, and it's like, okay, good, well, we're gonna go to this specific park or something. Like, he had a pass for it, it was cool. We go there, and then he's taking the pictures, and, like, it's normal high school photography stuff. We're like, lean on a tree.
Yeah.
Like, lean on your fist, and, like, turn your head way more than feels natural. Fine. I can see you sideways. But then, like, we're wandering around more, and then it's like, he's like, ooh, a creek. Ooh,
a creek? Here?
So he's like, why don't you hop in the middle? I'm like, stand on that rock. And I'm like, sure. So again, I hop in. And bear in mind at this point, I had just spent the previous summer at a summer camp that I was working at in South Dakota. So I had taken my portly self and like slimmed down a ton. The only clothes I have are all my old clothes, which is why like that would have looked even weirder, bigger, because... Or not cropped, rather, because all these clothes are just draping off of me like crazy. Yeah, and I didn't have glasses or something.
You lost to me, kid.
It's rough. It was hard to get back from South Dakota. Took a long time. Just bumping into everything. But he's like, okay, I want you to sit down on that rock. And I'm like, kind of sitting on the rock. It's like, okay. He's like, all right, now I want you to take off your socks and shoes and, like, roll up your jeans, like, a little bit, like a mid-calf or something. Like, just like a Huck Finn
sort of vibe. Show daddy some skin.
that was the tone it took. And I was like, no, I'm not going to. He's like, okay, just, like, seeing what you feel comfortable with. It's like, okay.
With my words and my eyes.
So we finish up there, we go back to the basement, he takes a few more, like, studio-y shots, like me wearing, like, a suit jacket, leaning on my fist, that whole deal, all the black and white photos. And then he's gonna, like, print them in-house, and he's trying to figure out what kind of order we want. So we go to his office, and it has, like, a big old projection screen, because it makes sense for a photography company.
Yeah,
have that. So
they should
see the
have that,
nice
yeah.
And big. But we're, like, on his landing, I guess. It's, like, it's midway between the two floors of the house. But it's a big landing, I guess. So we're sitting there. And he's like, okay, well, these are kind of just going to take a minute to come up. You guys like cats? I'm like, yeah, because, like, I've had probably on average about 5 cats in this house my entire life.
Right.
So we're like, yeah, we like cats. He's like, oh, you know, this video is hilarious. And then he, like, pulls this video up, puts it on the street. So it's, like, larger than life. And it's, like, security
Back
cam
Street
footage.
Backstreet Boys larger than life?
And that makes it larger than
Got it.
Life. It's, like, the home security footage, like, above a driveway, like, looking down at this car. And it's parked in the driveway.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, then you see someone moving on the left, and they're walking in, and they're like, oh, it's a cat, cool. And a cat, like, jumps up on the hood of the car. And then it, like, climbs up the windshield, and then it gets on, like, the top of the car. And then, you notice that the sunroof on the car is actually open. So then this cat, being a curious cat, like, sticks its head down in that hole. Like, on the far end, away from the actual door part, and then you see slowly the sunroof start to close. And it closes, and it closes, and it closes, until it taps the cat in the neck. But, like, a cat's skull is a little bit bigger than its neck, and it can't compress its skull, so you see it starts to struggle then, like, but it's on a slick surface. And it's, like, trying, it's pawing away and everything, but it can't. And it just keeps on closing. And it closes all the way. And you see from the angle, because you can kind of see through the windshield, like something just kind of like flop down. And then the kid and the body on top just falls over. And it finishes. And he turns to my mother and he is laughing so hard. And he's like, wasn't that great? We're just so horrified. So that's my senior picture.
Oh. I just got my pictures taken. And then they were sent to me. That's all that happened
missed
for me.
Out. Really missed out. Oh, man. So, yeah.
Looking through these pictures,
not really.
I can't help but notice how many girls I should have hit on in high school. I'm just throwing that out.
That's fair. That's very fair.
Yeah.
I can see that. Let's see. Married?
Yeah, he's my financial planner.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I like that, like, a lot for some reason. See, married with kid.
Works at UPS.
Not married. But I know. I talk to him sometimes.
She lives in Seattle.
Washington?
Yes.
It's good Seattle. It's
the better Seattle that you think of.
See, married, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see, not, but living in New York. Seems like a cool guy. I still want to know him.
I
can't. For some reason, I still do.
I can't. Him and all those guys, I can't.
Married?
I hope not. She's another one of those ones that I'm holding out on.
That's fair.
Banking on that 10-year reunion real hard.
Hoping there's a wash of memories. Well, see, here's one of the interesting things. Where, like, I could look at these pictures and I could, like, close my eyes. And it's like, yeah, I can imagine seeing you. I don't think I ever saw that guy.
I've never seen that person. Is that a... That's a cardigan.
Yes. I don't know who that is, like, at all.
Maybe.
Like, pretty much everybody else I could look at and be like, I saw you in a hall at one point, or I knew you. I don't know who that guy is.
I. I don't even recognize the last name.
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I don't know. New in elementary school.
He goes by Reggie now.
Does he? That's not what he went by for a long time. Let's see, getting married.
Is she?
She is.
Well, good for her.
And.
Very, very deep thinking guy.
Was. Yeah, it was. Very troubled.
Yeah.
I remember it was. Oh, I think you were in that class. No? Was it ninth grade? It was either ninth grade or because it was a Varvel class.
I only had so it was 11th either, grade, so.
But I don't. It's first, for me, it was either 9th or 10th. Did we have to write a scary story in.
Yeah.
Okay. So we had to write that scary story like around Halloween or something.
Right.
Mine was like about bats or something.
And mine was a ripoff of a Stephen King novel.
But we had the option. I don't think everybody did, but we had the option to go up front and read it. And I remember I did mine, like other people did theirs, and like it's what you expect from like 16, 17, 18 year old writing. But then I remember he went up. Do you remember his story?
Oh, it was rapey, right?
Oh, it was child rape. Yeah. And like biting throats. It like started with like people running through the woods. Like this guy running through the woods, like dragging a little girl. And like police are after him or something. And like he kind of gets cornered a little bit. So he like bends down and like rips this girl's neck with his teeth. Ooh. Boy,
visceral.
That's the kind of thing. That's the kind of thing I think of now, because I am a teacher, and I'm like, I don't know what I do.
Red flag, red flag. I'm just gonna keep it to myself.
It's probably you get an fine. A.
You get an A.
All right, and then the last of it. Married.
I don't
engaged.
Know if he's married.
Engaged.
Is he engaged?
Yes.
I haven't kept up with him.
I don't really, but I do know that. And then, always felt sad for him.
This guy invited me over to his house one time in 7th grade, and we were going to play Magic the Gathering. There were a bunch of us all meeting, and I was the only one excluded from the porn watching that they did downstairs because I would giggle too much.
I didn't bring my permissions.
That's also the first time I saw Monty Python and the Holy Grail, so I mean, I can't hold that against
him. It was a big day.
Yeah, it was a big day.
This guy
didn't see porn, but did watch Monty Python.
That's good. Wait, did you ever know him?
I've seen him. I know I've seen him.
I had him in classes in middle school, and then not in any classes, I don't think, in high school, but I always sat in the library with a few other people. The guy who you went to church with, your best friend in first grade, or whatever you said.
Yeah.
Like all those folks.
Okay.
And he was there too, but it was just really weird, like really kind of dark guy, and like really, really super jaded about everything. Like the kind of guy who wears like a torn up like Metallica shirt, and then he's like, I'm like with a greasy long hair, and he's like, why don't girls ever talk to me?
Yeah, I remember. I remember. The look
yeah,
is what I remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember that because I wouldn't.
No, everybody has that sort of person there, but he was our resident one. But he was always just like, he just had to go off. And he's the kind of guy who's like, oh, I'm going to rant about something. And it's like, you should make a better choice. But he's doing well now, I imagine. And apparently, according to the Facebook, because I am friends with him for some reason, he's 26. So he was at least
he
a year
was
older
held
than
back.
Us at that point.
That's exciting.
He didn't graduate with us, though. But you can see right there, if you look at that hairline, it doesn't look too bad.
But it looks like a comb over.
But it's going over a little. Right, because then when we look at something relatively new, this is where we get to.
What Earth. Is happening? Ooh.
Ooh. Here's where we're bad people. Everybody's only a year older than us.
And that was 2009.
Oh, boy. Boy, yeah.
That's 5 years ago.
Lord, he was 20. Hey, I know her.
Yeah. I didn't know she was so involved in that.
Well, she was 5 years ago. But, oh, man, you see?
Oh, yeah.
See.
Do you see?
Hey, she's married.
Also 6 years. 5 years ago, whatever.
See, this is a really bad people, but, man. The time didn't treat
weirdly
well.
Enough, the last time I saw her was at a Renaissance fair.
Yeah. Well, it seems to be her thing. We'll see, that's a better choice.
Nice, yeah.
Because we're in that.
4 years ago, he learned over that
year. Well, let's figure out this noise. Because the fact that he has them in his photos means that very likely he commented on them or liked them. Oh, there we go. So we look at photos of what I'm assuming is some sort of, like, gothic erotica model. Yeah, here we go, right here.
Yeah.
From some country.
She's...
Where are we? Are we in... Must be some sort of Spanish country?
She's seeming...
That's not Spanish, that's Italian. Or Portuguese? I don't know the words. Whatever has tilde on it. I'll say Portuguese.
Call it Portuguese.
Like that. So she's some sort of Portuguese gothic model. And the fact that the pictures show up on his shows that he's the kind of person who talks to these people. Oops, that's not a picture on him. I clicked on him when I was looking for the Portuguese model. It looks similar.
This was 3 years ago.
So he likes it. Oh, that's cute. Love the rabbit ears on your dog. Does he look like the kind of guy who would be like, oh, that's cute? No, he's hitting on a model.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like through the
dog.
And then she says she is my daughter, smiley face. Like, the dog is her daughter. So then he says, like, well, you have the cutest daughter ever. Just don't ever let go. So see, there's part of that sentence that seems okay. But then the don't ever let go part is interesting. And then she even says, like, thanks. And then he's like, of course. And he's so
special. But there's, like, an ellipsis. It's like, thanks.
So, what was that? 3 years ago, he was hitting on a Portuguese model. And I bet he still did. Look, he's getting more. So he's probably the kind of guy who, when there's, like, a slightly risque thing, it's like, I'm not here for, like, the nudity. Your eyes are beautiful. As, like, hair covers your head, but naked entirely.
It's been 3 years since he did this, so he might be the dead one.
Here's how you meet a girl. You look like the girl from The Ring. But then he rethinks it half an hour later and says, but like always, this is a great picture of you. So he's like, nailed it.
Merci? Are you French now? Who are you?
And then she says, like, thanks, but Samara is great. Who's the name of the girl from The Ring, I guess.
Yeah.
And then he says, that's what her name was. Just watched a parody of The Ring this morning, so I've just been having a ring day, LOL. So he's like, nice of him. And then Nico here talks to him.
Te digo.
I say to you something as part of the clothing inside, like giving you a lot of attention or something. And then he doesn't talk to her anymore. Our guy doesn't, but other people do.
Sad.
Curious. I bet he says something nice on this one.
It's been 2 years.
Oh, there's a lot of comments on this one, I bet. Oh, much
creeps. Ooh.
Okay, let's...
There's a whole love poem going on in Spanish or whatever. Portuguese.
I don't know. It keeps on flipping.
Spanagese.
Which is basically Portuguese. Spanish is French.
Italian.
Oh, here we go. You make a woman happy, LOL. Your photographer is amazing. So here we go.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Whoa in parentheses.
Whoa, man.
And then, I am my own photographer. And then he says, I had no idea you were. That's amazing. Sure is.
So much punctuation.
There it is, man. Let's see if there's one
more. Nothing there. Oh. It's all 2 years.
Yeah, he was really into it about 2 years ago. Where are you, friend? There you are. You have beautiful hair when she's topless. That's what you point out. Another poem.
Another poem.
Yeah. I know that last word means hug.
And that's insignia means heart.
It does. Broke down the hieroglyphs. let's see. How beautiful you are and suave, my delicious love. Something like that. Your inside,
I don't like
this
that.
Is beautiful. I love like your inside self, whatever, your legs.
This is really personal.
Those pictures.
That guy looks really old. That guy looks old.
They just feel people love her. That's kind of wacky.
I feel like since he's been gone for 2 years, he's probably dead. This is the dead one.
Could be. But he bought that car.
Go timeline. June 26th. Okay, so never mind. He was alive.
And who told him happy birthday? But the guy who I tried to avoid.
Yeah.
Weird circles. I don't know. Like, I don't want to be that guy, but we can compare ourselves.
Favorably to him.
Yeah.
Favorably to one person from this yearbook.
Hey, look at that.
Hey. It all comes back.
Serendipity.
It's all coming back together. Now.
Okay. So.
These are also seniors.
Oh, yeah. They're the ones who just didn't get the pictures.
Yeah.
So, the last couple of things. Not nearly exciting.
Hey. She was awesome.
Yeah, I remember her.
She was a good person.
I don't know where from.
She did. Did you go to the talent show?
Yeah.
She did like the rap poetry
thing. Oh yes. Oh, I know her. Okay, because she did. Because we had the poetry thing at school, like poetry slams and stuff.
Yeah,
and
she was good. Bad. This is my.
Oh yeah.
This is my. Whoever that guy.
I remember. I've met him.
Yeah, we Vegas'd. Vegas together.
We sure did. And he did not handle his white Zen.
No, he did not. I remember that now. Neither he nor I handled our bookers.
Yeah, I remember. You're running late. let's see. It's like all the forgettable people.
Yeah, all the people I can't recognize.
Oh, there you go. There's someone.
Hey! He throws balls really fast. That's cool. This is another girl I couldn't place. I couldn't place any of these people.
No, these are like your background. These are your extras in high school. Very much so.
Whoa.
And then the non-union extras are, of course, down at the bottom in the not picture. Where it's like, hopefully you remember their name. I don't.
I remember this girl's name. I couldn't tell you what she looks like.
There we go. Non-paid extra.
That's because he wasn't at the school at this time.
I can still enjoy that.
That's...
in a lot of different ways.
He was at the park with his dad last night.
Oh, all right.
Watching us play Frisbee. And I think his dad was looking at me like with the...
Oh, yeah.
Fury
eyes.
I can
see that.
Yeah.
He was probably his fist.
Well, like, they stopped, and that was the first time I've ever seen them stop when they were walking through the Frisbee park. And like, I think very directly pointed at me, but I was very pointedly staring into the street in the distance. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this.
It's the easiest way to... avoid confrontation. To kind of remove yourself from it.
I still want to play. I don't want to leave. Yeah, good times.
Yeah, yearbook. Yeah. Yearbook 2007. If I was saying
2007.
Do art art sept.
That was 8 years ago.
Yeah, we're amping up.
Almost 8 years ago.
Nearly, yes. Volume 17. Oh, yeah, I remember high school was as old as we were. My middle school, I don't know where I'm at. It was built in like 94, I think, so I'm older than it.
It feels nice. Good. Nailed it.
It feels good. Legally can. Yeah, it's 20.
Yeah.
But I would.
Although, law of statute says 16 in Colorado. Not that I had to look that up.
But well, I'm in New Mexico.
I had to look it up.
Okay. Well, we can probably put a pin in this one. It probably wasn't terribly exciting. It was mostly a visual journey. Had some good stuff, man.
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
We talked about stuff.
We sure did. This one will be pared down a lot. I can see in the future. Okay, well.
Sign off time.
That's Kyle Hirschman.
And that's John Rose.
And this is the Minority Report.
Brought to you by some black guy, I guess.
Cherry on top.
Closer Cherry to 50. On top. Closer to 50. And
yeah.
This is...
Good luck.
Good luck. Have a pleasant... Whatever. I don't care.